It's funny, as I'm usually the one on the table. You know, there's nothing I love more. Well, that's not totally true. There are a couple things. But anyway, the point is, I really love a good massage. The way the tension and stress just melt away. But as a college student, life gets expensive. And after all, a girl needs money. You get it, right? Now, yes, many of my friends bartend, await tables, etc., etc. But I knew early on that wasn't for me. Which is why, in addition to class, I enrolled in a massage therapist night school program. I knew doing two things at once would have its challenges. I also knew that it would have its rewards. And I'll tell you, it's been crazy busy. And despite being a sorority girl, I had zero social life. Other than the random Saturday night party here and there. But fortunately, that's all behind me. And now, my first week on the job at a spa boutique in town. And between the pay and the tips, well, life is good. And in fact, my friends are jealous. Now, like with anything in life, you want to be wanted and demand. And already, I'm starting to build up a book of repeat clients, which is so nice. And honestly, it's really quite flattering, you know, considering how new I am to it. But hey, I have a session that is about to start with someone new, so I'll be right back with you.
Hi. Yes. Oh, it is. It's very nice to meet you, too. So, I'll be the one performing your massage. Oh, thank you. Now, I have the table all set. All I need for you to do is disrobe to the level of your comfort, okay? And just slip beneath the sheet. I'm gonna go ahead and step out to give you some privacy. Are there any questions? What do I recommend? I'm sorry, what do you mean? Oh my. That is a great question. Please forgive me for not better explaining. Honestly, it's really just a personal preference. Well, many of my clients completely undress, and, you know, others will remove everything but their underwear. Does that kind of help? Okay, good. All right, well, I'll give you a few minutes. No rush. Okay, I'll see you soon.
Now, while I only work part-time at this point, I've given maybe 20 or so massages. Yeah, since starting, 4 weeks ago? In fact, when I gave my first massage, it was with a woman in her late 30s. And she didn't even wait for me to tell her to undress before she started removing her clothes. Oh, I mean, she removed everything. Which, between you and me, standing there, I didn't mind. I mean, she was really hot. But yes, some clients are more open than others, as well as some are more quick to show what is hidden beneath their clothes.
You'd be surprised. I've made several grown men cry with these little hands. What's that saying? Hurts so good. Okay. All right. Now all you need to do is just relax. Deep breaths. There you go. Just like that. You're doing so well.
I was in line. The session was going great. I'm sure you can understand how a vibe between two people can be cold and awkward. Well, it wasn't like that with him. And now that I think of it, I'm actually fortunate that only two of my sessions so far have been that way. Anyway.
Now, I'm going to need you to slowly roll over to your back. Yes. Now, while you do that, I'm going to go get some more oil. No. It's just adults here, right? Yes, there's no need to be embarrassed. And well, believe it or not, it actually happens all the time.
I was lying. This doesn't happen all the time. I mean, don't get me wrong, this happens, but it just hadn't yet happened to me. I mean, fuck. The man's cock had to be massive, the way it tented up, pushing hard against the sheet. Between you and me. Look, I told you, my social life has been non-existent, and it's not because others don't want me. No, no, no. There are plenty of frat guys who text asking, you know, what I'm up to. It's just, at the end of the day, I'm tired. But you know how you sometimes don't realize how much you need something until it's right there in front of your face. That was how I was feeling.
Okay.
Even though I was new, and I was incredibly turned on, I could actually feel the wetness building between my pussy lips. I was still determined to do my job and conduct myself as a professional. Massage continued, and while I was comfortable with the silence, it was my client who desired more small talk, which was completely fine with me.
Aww. I'm so happy you're loving the way this feels. Not too hard, I guess, huh? Oh, you want a little bit more pressure? Okay. Really? That's very kind of you. Oh, yeah. I do enjoy being a student. It's fun to learn new things.
Though, as with everything good in life, there sadly is never enough time. I even went a little over, but with another client waiting, it was time to say goodbye.
Really, it was my pleasure. Well, I'm so happy that I could be your first. if you'd like to set another appointment, the receptionist can do that for you. Oh, and if you ever want to see me again, you just let her know. Yes, evenings usually work best. Listen, sadly, I need to get to my next client, but thank you. It was such a pleasure. I hope we can do this again soon.